Today, we have Mr. Jack McEnroth and Dr. Michael Gottlieb. First of all, gentlemen, tell us about the significance of World AIDS Day.
Well, for me, it's really important. This is Jack McEnroth, and people may know me from season 4 of Project Runway. But, you know, I've been HIV positive for 20 years and going strong. So, you know, I was open about my status on Project Runway, which gave me this sort of national platform to draw attention to the disease, which I think is very important on World AIDS Day. And I'm working on a great HIV educational campaign in tandem with Merck called Living Positive by Design. Your listeners can go to livingpositivebydesign.com to find out more information about that. But basically what we want to do on World AIDS Day is fight the stigma that's associated with HIV so people are more likely to get tested and more likely to be honest with a physician that they trust so they can get, if they are HIV positive, they can get on a treatment regimen that is tolerable to their system and hopefully gets their virus to an undetectable level, which, you know, Dr. Gottlieb, you can elaborate on the importance of that, but that's really what we're all about. And, you know, there is no cure for HIV. It hasn't gone away. We don't talk about it as much as we used to in the late 80s and early 90s when people were dropping dead, but, you know, it's still a very serious issue, and there are a lot of treatment options, so there's hope out there.
Well, absolutely. I think probably the most famous of the HIV cases, as it's noted, was, of course, the great basketball player, he was, everybody knows, about his case. Tell us a little bit about what AIDS does to your body.
Well, I might chime in here, say that, you know, people like Magic Johnson and Jack McEnroth, who are celebrities, who are open about their HIV status, do a whole lot for the cause, because HIV isn't talked about as much as it was years ago, and it's important to see people like Magic and Jack living well with their HIV, thriving with their HIV because of the new treatments. But to get to your question, in the old days, HIV depleted the immune system and left people prone to serious infections, and that doesn't happen so much anymore, particularly when people know their status. If they know their HIV status, they can get into treatment. And treatment today is much improved over what it was years ago. And there are new treatments available that fight HIV in new ways and are more tolerable than older treatments. And as Jack mentioned, get the virus load, the amount of virus in the blood, down to an undetectable level. And that allows the immune system to recover and allows people to feel well and live relatively normal lives free of the risk, are relatively free of the risk of getting these opportunistic infections that used to attack them.
Well, Dr. Gottlieb, one thing our listeners would be interested in knowing is, you know, how is AIDS contracted?
Well, it's contracted sexually through intercourse. It's contracted through, and the majority of HIV in the world is contracted sexually, and it's contracted through shared needle use, as in IV drug use. It's also sometimes transmitted from mothers to their infants in utero or postpartum through breast milk. And rarely it's transmitted through needle stick incidents to healthcare personnel who are taking care of patients.
This gives us then some ideas on how to protect ourselves. But are there any counseling services available for people, family members who are HIV positive?
Well, yes, there are. There are a number of very good websites that tell people about HIV. They're livingpositivebydesign.com. There's thebody.com and cdc.gov, the Centers for Disease Control. And there are lots of local resources, depending on the area of the country where you live, that provide more local support to people who are dealing with this issue.
We're fortunate here to have a family support group for people who have all sorts of chronic diseases. And, you know, it's been the Washington County. It started out as an Alzheimer's family support group and has broadened itself to not only HIV, but all forms of dementia and this sort of thing.
Well, that's great to hear.
Tell us a little bit, you know, from your perspective, how has the research advanced since the 80s to 90s?
Well, we understand more about this virus probably than any other virus, and that's allowed pharmaceutical companies and government researchers to design new strategies for attacking the virus. And while we don't have a vaccine yet, therapy is very, very effective, and we attack the virus today in ways that we wouldn't have conceived attacking it many years ago. And with medications that are much more tolerable than the old ones and that get the viral load to an undetectable level, which is the closest thing we have these days to a cure. But it's not a cure, and people ought to understand that and try and avoid HIV if they can. But if they do have it, there's hope. People can live long and productive lives despite having the virus. And that's why people ought to get tested and know.
Absolutely. And sad to say, we've just about reached the end of our time. Is there a final thought you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, I just like to say on World AIDS Day, leave with a message of hope and that there are a lot of treatment options, like the doctor said. And you know, it's really important to get tested and know your status, because knowledge is power. And there are 1 million-plus people in the U.S. alone living with HIV, and 1 out of 5 of those people statistically don't know that they're HIV positive. And those are the people that really are getting sick and not getting the treatment that they need. So take a moment on this World AIDS Day, and hopefully on every day, to be your own healthcare advocate and take care of yourselves.
Mr. McEnroe, Dr. Gottlieb, thank you so much for your time and helping to